This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:46. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and Sean Tanis of our news desk is in now for our market wrap. And this is kind of a blast from the future type deal because Waymo announced today the rollout of its fully driverless car for all Arizona customers. So Arizona, of course, in the United States. And the company is saying that this will be a giant step forward for the automotive world.
Right. All those years of watching Back to the Future.
I know.
and the hoverboard and all that. But finally, we are somewhere closer. And today, Waymo basically revealed that its existing customers can now hail a driverless minivan from a fleet of more than 300 vehicles in suburban Phoenix. And this is basically the next step for the company since they started testing the system last year when they basically ferried a select group of a few hundred customers without any safety drivers inside. So they took all the feedback from those riders and made some adjustments. But if you think about it, they've been doing this testing for a long time. In fact, it's been 5 years since Waymo introduced the first ever passenger trip in a driverless vehicle on a public road. And to think that it's finally available for the public after so many hurdles they faced along the way, indeed, it's a big deal. But literally speaking of hurdles, I've been watching a lot of videos on how they conduct their testing, right? So I saw how they throw like all sorts of boxes and hurdles when the car is traveling on the road. To test the responsiveness of the car. This also includes things like cyclists falling in front of you and things like that. And I'd say the car is definitely a lot more alert than me on the road. and in the context of, you know, cutting down human errors and all that.
I would imagine, especially if, say, you're working long hours and things like that. And a lot of us do, right? Mm. And you're driving home at night or whatever. I could see how something like this would happen. I'm one of those people who finds it hard to believe, though.
Yeah, actually, when they say, like, driverless cars, wow. No, I don't think it'll happen in 5 years. But yeah, it's happening. It's there. Mm. And even when I was watching the video, even the people who were testing the car, they were in disbelief that it's actually happening and how efficient the cars are actually. They even know if there's a pothole and how the depth of the pothole, things like that.
So I would rather be standing at the side and watching it than being on it. I'm one of those people, but I know that there are folks who are going to be really excited by the tech. Let me know if you're one of them. And this development is actually a lot more relevant now because of the pandemic and how increasingly I think tech companies are pushing products that minimize human contact, right, which is the danger point. And I suppose this, in essence, might make it pandemic-proof for potential similar circumstances in the future.
Right. So, correct. Back in March, right, so when the COVID-19 outbreak started to peak in the US, Waymo actually stopped passenger trips in Phoenix, except for those without safety drivers. So, in fact, the company says even before they paused the service with drivers, up to 10% or more than 1,000 weekly trips in the area were fully driverless. So, Waymo plans to reintroduce safety trips in the area.
Safety drivers?
Yeah, drivers, in the area. However, it will allow passengers, it will allow passengers in vehicle with safety drivers until it finishes installing, barriers between the front and back row. So the company also revealed for the next several weeks, perhaps, a month or more, every single ride with Waymo One, which is the app, will be fully driverless. And now with the, COVID pandemic is, really, it's not subsiding anytime soon. So I think it's the best way to move forward. And in fact, they have the capital to expand. If you look at it earlier this year, Waymo also raised more than $3 billion from private equity groups and also venture investors for the purpose. So there's a lot of interest in the technology. It was also the first time the company has actually taken funds outside of its parent company, Alphabet. I'll be interested how Cruise Control, they're going to dissect this news. Arif Roos and Daniel Fernandez, I would like to see. They will be slightly more harsher than me. I mean, I was like, wow, looking at all the review and test drives. But maybe it's a lot more dangerous than I think.
Well, on that note, I guess, in theory, if there were driverless cars here that were picking up passengers, you know, much like we see with Grab, taxis and so on, would you be comfortable with that? Are you keen on riding a driverless car? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, back home in Bursa, Malaysia, I understand that there's some news about AirAsia this week. What's the update on the counter?
Yeah, so AirAsia is basically returning dozens of its planes to the airline's lessors, and an American lender is also reportedly willing to loan AirAsia $1 billion for the data of its customers, and which it has accumulated from its business over the years. So AirAsia Group CEO Tan Sri Tony Fernandez, he didn't disclose the name of the potential US lender. He also mentioned how its data-driven new super app would possibly become an equal contributor to the group profit within its airline business in the next 5 years. And today there were about 7.1 million shares traded on the counter, which closed 1 cent lower at 60.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.